A particularly stimulating group of artists is showing now at the Honolulu Museum of Art, First Hawaiian Center. Why not sneak in an intriguing diversion before you head back to the office? Charlotte Baxter Forsyth goes by C.B. Forsyth. She says when she first started showing her work, it was best not to be a woman, even though her chosen materials could have given her away.
Of course, I was influenced by my grandmother, so.
Were you?
Of course, yeah. Both my grandmothers. One grandma taught me how to sew, and then my other grandmother taught me how to knit. That tradition passes on to generation and generation, so I pass that on to my granddaughter, working with her hands.
Forsyth uses vintage fabric, some previously embroidered by generations before.
I use threads like paint. You know, I use the thicks and thinness. And what's interesting about threads, though, and found objects, is that you can rip apart and then put it back together again, and you leave remnants of what was there before. So when you look at a surface, you're not quite sure all the different layers, why.
Forsyth used old mended canvas bank and mailbags for one series. Others are on vintage linen. Her wall pieces look like muted abstractions until, up close, a dab of fluff, a nightgown ribbon, a frazzled string, a faded name tag amidst circles of stitches.
Why are these things saved? They're saved for generations, these tins and boxes of linens and half-finished projects. And mostly, they're not valued. They sell them for a couple of dollars, and I treasure them. I just think of all the women who wanted to keep their hands busy and their creativity. And I don't want it just to be about remembrance and nostalgia. I want to create a new kind of fabric.
Also on view at First Hawaiian Center, sculptures by artist, educator Giovanna Sullivan.
I'm really attracted to materials that remind me of skin or flesh. Those are things that always pull me back.
Sullivan's sculptures are made of beeswax, melted in folds, and steel, and fur, and found things.
I definitely want to have that feeling of attraction and seduction to the forms and the material. The material is really soft and comforting, but also had this repulsion to the forms. I think intimacy is that. I think intimacy is trying to navigate the space between wanting and fear, which I think is embedded in most of my work.
There's something, like, adorable and yet off-putting about these guys.
They're kind of like that new idea of kawaii. Like, what's his name? Guretama. He's not traditionally cute. He's all of us. We're a little bit cute, a little bit icky, and pretty jaded and cynical.
Sullivan loves old baby blankets and those $3 mystery bags from Savers.
I also really love working with leather, especially supple leather. It's so nice. And just like thinking of the skin quality is really important to me. I think people should know that they're allowed to touch everything. Like, everything can be touched.
Really?
Yeah. The idea of touch is really important to me. So people can touch everything. I totally welcome that.
Sullivan is offering guided walkthroughs of her work for anyone interested. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.